Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, before we get Ellen back on here, I want to get Sandra on from Matecheck PI, who we are using quite a bit now for our dating antichrist. But hey, Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Good. You know, the last time that we had you on, I got a bunch of emails from people that thought maybe the only thing that you did was that whole covert dating thingy thing.
Right.
And I got a lot of emails from people asking if you find, like, relatives that they haven't seen in a while. Do you do, like, adoption cases, stuff like that?
I can do anything. You can go on my website at matecheckpi.com, tell you all the services that I offer. If for some reason something's not on there, give me a call. I'm sure I can accommodate you.
Okay. And once again, explain to people the last time we had you on what that whole covert recording thing is that you do.
A covert decoy?
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, that's just the one where, you know, you get wired up and you would maybe go to a radio station where maybe a guy was pretending he was on the morning show. And maybe you'd meet him out in the parking lot and drop my purse and have everything fall out of it. And maybe that nice guy would help me pick it up, start a conversation, see if he'd take me out. And everything would be on a button cam, video and audio. And I'd take that radio announcer's tape and video right back to his little wife sitting at home, probably still sleeping this early in the morning, and give it to her.
So, I mean, and every time we have you on, we get emails from people going, how do I get in touch with Sandra? I really want to do this.
So. And just so you know, if you're in the parking lot and you drop your purse and Bert and I both ignore you like you've got the Ebola virus, now you know why.
That's right. So rude.
All right, Sandra, hold on one sec. We'll come back to you in just a minute, okay?
All righty.
And once again, all of her information is up online at allthehitsq100.com. Anything that you would hire a private investigator for. But I'm getting like this groundswell of emails from people going, look, I have a relative that I want to find, or I was adopted and I have hired agencies and they've never been able to help me out. Sandra over at Matecheck might be able to help you out. All right, for those that weren't listening this morning, at around 7:30, we had Ellen on and she detailed for us this relationship that she's had with this dating antichrist. Now, it was 3 years ago, but she still has this burning desire to know exactly what he's up to. And this is about 90 seconds of the conversation we had with her, detailing exactly why she considers him the dating antichrist.
I met him through a friend from work, and she came in the next day asking me questions because he said that I had potential. During the first date, he tells me that he had been in trouble with the law because he had an issue with road rage and shot a Mustang driving down the interstate.
So he's got potential, too.
On Halloween, because I hadn't seen my friends in a while, we invited my best friend over to the house. We were going to just hang out at his house, you know, have some drinks, and that way I'd just be able to see my friend. And woke up to him and my best friend on the couch right next to me, having, you know, their little fun.
Gotcha.
Oh, God.
I looked through his digital camera one day while he was gone. And he had pictures, number one, of my best friend at her house.
Oh, no.
Oops.
And of some girl in a little skimpy outfit laying on a couch that I'd never seen before. His job was not exactly what he had said it was.
Mm-hmm.
He actually worked for an escort service. final straw was I had a number of a guy written down on a piece of paper on the dresser. It was a guy that I was supposed to have a job interview with, and he saw the number and went completely, absolutely berserk, accusing me of cheating and calling me a horrible person for trying to cheat on him and actually acted like he was going to hit me, and that was the final point when I left and never went back.
And that's what makes a dating antichrist a dating antichrist. Like, in most relationships, when you get a little bit older, any one of those offenses, you'd have pulled out.
Right.
That's it. But here she is, and I mean, there are three or four different things here where you're looking back at the relationship and you're like, I can't believe I stayed in it, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing to even admit those stories.
Even years later. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're past it, just to think that you were that person that stayed in that relationship or put yourself in that position, it still hurts to acknowledge that you were that person. Hey, Ellen.
Hey.
Now,
hey.
Boy, do you sound fired up. We said earlier this morning, a guy like this, we don't think, has completely turned himself around.
Right.
I mean, if he's pulling out guns at gas stations and randomly shooting Ford Mustangs.
Yeah, like he's hunting on the interstate.
Right. Now, you have not heard from him, and you have no idea what this guy has been up to the last 3 years, Ellen.
No.
Okay. Well, let me introduce you to Sandra from Matecheck Private Investigators, and she's been doing a little research, and we can all find out here exactly what he's been going through, okay?
Right. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Well, probably when he told you that you had potentials, he probably meant you had a good potential of maybe in a good drop house. That's what he could have meant.
What is a drop house? For those that don't know, like, what's a drop house?
Well, a lot of his charges, or most of them, have to do with drugs and drugs, possession of tobacco drugs, possession of paraphernalia, carrying concealed weapon. Possession of marijuana, possession of paraphernalia again. So he probably needed somewhere to, obviously he was selling drugs, so he probably was thinking she might be a good drop house, which would be a good place to drop the drugs to sell them.
How many arrests are we talking about? You just rattled off a whole bunch of them right there.
We're talking about five.
Five arrests.
Really? We're talking from 1998 on.
Well, the difference is she moved in with him. Like, she left home to go with him.
Uh-huh.
It was a drop house, but it was his drop house.
Right, it was his
mom's. Right.
Yeah, his mom's, that's right.
Now, right, which is, he owns a house with his mother.
He does.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm curious, you said from 98 on, so Ellen, when did y'all break up? What year did you break up?
We broke up in 2003.
Okay, so he'd already been charged on some of these things by the time you met him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know any of that, Ellen?
No.
All right, let's go through these one by one, Sandra.
Okay.
The first one in 98 was for?
Possession of tobacco products.
What does that mean?
What is that?
What is wrong with that?
They've got him on something, you know, pulled him over, he's doing something shady, probably couldn't catch him on what they really wanted to, so they write up something ridiculous, because that was his first one.
Okay.
So what is, like, tobacco products? Is that, like?
You know, even if he had cigarettes, or any tobacco, you know, and they caught him at the time, it doesn't mean at trial that's what happened.
Underage. Oh, and he's underage, because if this is his first charge,
right,
he's underage.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right, cool. Forgetting that he was only 23 when
they were
together.
All right, so the first one's kind of superficial. They probably thought that when they pulled him over, they were going to get something else in the car, so they had to write him for something. Okay.
Right. So, or they knew more, but could only prove. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of times what happens.
Okay.
All right, how about the next one?
And then he had a possession of paraphernalia, and he had that in 2000.
And what's that, like a...
Probably a crack pipe, a marijuana pipe, some kind of paraphernalia to smoke something out of.
Okay.
Or to do a line or whatever.
Gotcha.
Some drug usage, material evidence kit, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
The next one, he was carrying a concealed weapon, of course, without a permit.
All right. That one, Ellen, obviously you knew about because you've seen his gun on more than one occasion, once at the gas station and once when he put a hole in a Ford Mustang.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then he had possession of marijuana.
Was that when Ellen was dating him? What year was that?
2000.
So now we're getting close to when you were dating him.
Yeah. Nothing shows up when he was dating her, because the last time is this, later in the 2000 year, possession of paraphernalia again.
Oh, see, so he really cleaned up his act when you two were together, with the exception of having sex with the girl 4 feet from you while you were sleeping. I mean, he was really a stand-up guy.
Can you really count that, though?
Well, no, because you didn't get charged with anything.
You know what I can tell you is just because he hasn't been caught, he has a pattern. And just within that short period of time, 5 of those, and that was in Florida. What it looks like to me, he only has lived in Florida and Georgia. And he had all those arrests in Florida. It looks like something happened in Florida where he was not being the best person that he could be. He moved to Georgia. His mother put him on the house. He has a house with his mother. And he either, A, has straightened up, B, has not been caught.
Is there any way that you can tell us, like, what he does for a living or the kind of income he has or anything like that?
No, I didn't get this case in time for any more than this. It was kind of late when I received this case. I guess somebody over there is out of town, but I didn't have a time to do a motor vehicle search because that takes about a week to get back. I can tell you that he has a sister and that he has no vehicles in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you that this, she put a blue Chevy truck he was driving. Whoever it wasn't his. It wasn't Adam's.
Did you know his sister?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think what else to ask you that you might that might give her some kind of sense of what's going on in his life now.
Nothing right now. He's absolutely doing nothing. He's living in Georgia, and he's living at his mother's house with his mother, and he doesn't have a vehicle, and he doesn't have a job.
See, it sounds to me like he got in a lot of trouble in Florida. It wasn't him moving up here to try to clean up his life. His mama pulled him out of Florida, got him in Georgia, and now she is watching him like a hawk.
Maybe
like
his mom is cut from the same cloth as that Jeremy guy's wife, and she's got an allowance. He's not allowed to have an ATM card. He's got any chores around the house.
Did you have something, Jen?
I was going to ask Ellen if she's surprised that all these arrests had happened before they ever dated.
No, not really.
Did you know about him, though?
I didn't know about him, no, but I kind of, from the way things were, suspected that he had probably been in a lot more trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's driving around escorts for a living.
Right.
I mean,
did you ever notice him doing drugs?
No.
Let me ask about, because you said you left your mom's house to move in with him because your mom didn't want you to be with him.
Yeah.
Now, how do you, what's your mom's, you're in your mom's relationship like now?
We're good now.
We went through a
rough time there, but we're good now.
You trust her judgment just a little more nowadays, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you ever ask her, like, you know, what is it about this guy that you see that I can't? He seems like so great to me.
You know, somebody's sleeping right in front of you with your girlfriend on the couch. Probably it's just about time to pack up and go.
Right. And that's the thing about a dating antichrist is that you can see it just for whatever reason. They have this gravitational pull, and you can't pull yourself away.
Right.
All right, so, Ellen, we don't have much more for you except just knowing that the dude has already started to build a nice lengthy list of a criminal record, and he was definitely doing drugs, and he was into some pretty nasty stuff while you guys were going out.
And now he's living with mom, no car, no job.
That's kind of
so if you would have stayed with him, that's what you would have had, is you would have been going over and seen him at his mother's house, and you'd probably have to drive, and you'd probably be driving around to pick up the next score.
Is that how it was when you dated him, though? Because he was living with his mom when you dated him, right?
Yeah, he was living there, but he had, you know, he was the one that always drove because he had some car.
Well, that wasn't his. So anyways, it was, maybe, you know, he was doing drugs for somebody. They let him borrow the car. But he does not have a car in his name or hasn't in the past because I pull up all the way back, had a car actually in his name.
Okay.
But you were driving around in some other guy's car.
But he had a solid job, you know, driving around the escorts. He had that going for him.
Maybe he's still doing that.
Yeah, and maybe he was shooting that Mustang to get it to wreck so that he could jump in it and take it for himself.
Or maybe that Mustang was some kind of an escort car they let him use to go pick up, you know, some girls or do something.
Could be one of a whole bunch of things.
Right. Yeah.
All right,
or maybe he's just a stand-up guy and just hasn't properly filed the paperwork so he can be taxed. And I'm sure he's going to get square with the IRS this
year. I'm sure.
Oh, well, that is perfect. I forgot to tell you that. He is right on key. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. All right, Sandra, thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Appreciate all your help. Again, that's Sandra Hope from Mate Check. We probably didn't give her the case in enough time to get more stuff up, because I want to know what's going on now. Like, finding this stuff on what happened to him while they were going out is one thing. I want to know that he's just a big-ass loser right now.
But didn't she say that now he's still living with his mom, and he doesn't have a car? So to me, it's status quo.
Right.
Like, he's doing the same thing he did then, and her future with him would just be sitting in mama's basement.
Hey, Ginger, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you have a question for Ellen?
Yeah, what did she do to her best friend?
Good question.
Ellen?
I didn't do anything.
Are you still friends with her?
No, we were at first, and then after I started dating the guy that I'm with now, she wanted to meet him, and I realized that I definitely couldn't do it.
No. I have a feeling that we should be doing some kind of background check on the guy that you're dating now. I don't know why. I just have this feeling that something's going on there also. All right, Ginger, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And Ellen, I'm sorry we didn't get more stuff about what is going on in his life now. What you do know is while you were going out with him, he had his hands into a whole bunch of nasty stuff, and you just know that he's still not working, still just sitting on the couch over at his mom's house, all right?
All right.
So consider yourself semi-lucky, okay?
It's like Will Ferrell in The Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Mom! Meatloaf!
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's a shame if you missed this over the last couple of months, because this VH1 game show, the World Series of Pop Culture, was really, really cool.
It was
make
cool.
You feel like an idiot, though.
Well, they were sort of. Like music, you know, music trivia, television trivia, movie trivia. I mean, anything pop culture, you name it, it was in there. I mean, one of the questions that we heard about was about the Cosby Show. Another one was what was the, you know, superhero, or what was the poster of above Dawson's bed in Dawson's Creek? I mean, really, really detailed stuff. And this team from Atlanta, Chupacabra, they beat everybody.
It kicked butt. They went up against like 16 teams from all around the country, and when all was said and done, they won $250,000 from VH1, just knowing the most random trivia, right? So we had them on one morning just to congratulate them and say, that's awesome, man. Way to represent Atlanta. And this guy, Ben, sent us an email. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a spontaneous call. Like, he emailed and he's like, I just want a shot at these people. So we got him on to talk to one of the representatives from this team that won on VH1 called Chupacabra. And if you missed that conversation, here's about 90 seconds of it for you. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
Like, what did you see on VH1 over the last month that made you say, all right, I know I could take them?
But I don't know. I just think I can do it.
Yeah, at what moment did you actually grit your teeth and decide that you could take them down?
When you guys knocked out our almost perfect strangers, because I had the pick at the very beginning.
All right, Ben, what are you willing to sacrifice? There's got to be something here, some kind of like either public humiliation, some kind of cat. It's got to be something, because Chupacabra puts on the line is their reputation.
If I lose, I'll give Bert's Big Adventure $100.
Ooh.
And if they lose, you each give $100 to a piece to Bert's big adventure.
No, number one, you don't pick what they give up. They're giving up the title. Like right now, they're right. The trivia champions of Atlanta and the nation.
Yeah,
so they don't. You don't pick what they get. They don't give up anything. They are defending their honor.
I appreciate your sense of philanthropy here, but I'm looking for something where the stakes are a little bit higher than that. I mean, there has got to be some kind of public humiliation. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is, but I'll tell you what, Ben, we'll give you a couple of days to think about it and then come back.
Okay, and I'll talk to my folks who I've got an idea of the team about, and I'll see what they're willing to do, too, because I know they're
All right, so I think those are pretty fair rules. If Chupacabra is going to put their reputation on the line, Ben's got to come with something strong.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra is from Chupacabra. Alexandra, is this happening to you more and more now that you're champ? Are people coming up to you and want to take you on?
You know, not really. It's really just been Ben.
Yeah, you don't think a lot of people, I know one does, but a lot of people don't walk up to Usher and poke him in the chest and go, "You and me. Let's dance."
Right.
Yeah, let's sing it off, right?
You think you get up to a certain level and then people just, you know, step away.
Yeah, who goes up to Tiger Woods and goes, "You know what? I saw what you did at the British Open.
Let's just do nine holes. Let's just do the back nine."
Right. So, Ben, you're the only one to come forward and say, "You know what? I saw him on VH1. I saw him. Give me the $250,000. How you doing, dude?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, all it takes is one.
That's true.
All it takes is one to knock off the champ. That's true.
You feel like you are the one to do it. You're the chosen one, Ben.
Well, you have to be. You're the only one that's challenged.
Actually, we have a second challenger ready to go if Ben's ante isn't good enough.
Right.
Now, Ben, do you have your team picked out? Because the last time we talked to you, you weren't even sure who was going to compete with you.
Yeah, I've got a team.
Okay. And these are people that you play trivia with every week or just friends?
No. Actually, the folks who I play trivia with every week lean on me for pop culture, so I had to go find some others.
And who are they?
Dave and Beth.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have Beth, do you?
He does. He went out.
Yeah, Alexandra, you might want to back off because he's bringing Beth.
I just want to tell you guys on a side note that I play trivia every Wednesday at Loco's. Down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And on my team is a guy named Dave, who is our pop culture guy. This guy goes out and finds my trivia partner, Dave.
Did you know that before he came on today?
He told me yesterday.
Get out of here.
He's like, "So I think I'm going to be on like the Bird Show."
So what you effectively have done is gone and tried to build like an Atlanta dream team to take on Chupacabra.
He's a trivia poacher.
You know what? It's like the what do they call it? The World Baseball Classic.
Yeah,
where exactly.
What you do is you get two members of the two best members of every team, and then you take them all in, and you come up with a representative team that is the best of everyone.
It's Fantasy Trivia League.
Yeah, it is. We may have to find you for like recruiting violations.
All right, so Dave is on Jamie's team. What qualifies Beth to be on your team, Ben?
Well, I also had Jamie's brother lined up, Jamie Massey's brother lined up, but he couldn't do it because school started.
Oh, this is serious nepotism going on.
Jamie's brother. No idea about Jamie's any of this.
Jamie's brother's, by the way, is in sixth grade.
Does your brother go out and he plays?
We all play, like my friend Dave, my brother Josh, you know, and a couple of us play every Wednesday at Loco's in Orchard Hills. So they just happened to tell me this guy hooked up with somebody who knew that they played on a Wednesday. I mean, it was like this network of trivia fact finders.
Once again, proving that Atlanta is a big, small town.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There's this whole subculture of pop culture.
Amateur,
trivia.
Like in dodgeball, and Ben is like the global gym team.
That's totally true. All right, Ben, it sounds to me like you've done the right thing. Okay, she's right. I mean, you've gone and you've recruited this all-star team, this fantasy league team. So I hope the Annie is good enough for you to take them on, because I'd love to hear what happens.
Okay, I talked to them, and we were trying to brainstorm some ideas here. The first one that came up was if we lose, which we're not planning on, have some sort of trivia crowning ceremony at Lassiter's, declaring El Chupacabra as the royalty of trivia in Atlanta and the country. So that was the first idea that was knocked out there.
All right, so a public trivia crowning of you as the champ is one of your ideas.
Now, Ben, why do you think that they would need to be crowned by you when the television network VH1 has already crowned them, not the Trivia Champions of Atlanta, but the Trivia Champions of the world? Are you willing to write them a check for $250,000?
I can write him a check for $250. It's not going to go anywhere.
All right. So the suggestion would be the it's almost public humiliation in your world, probably. But what else do you have?
Well, here's some more public humiliation: live on the air karaoke, which I don't know after that Jessica Simpson thing.
You're feeling more confident about.
You guys are waiting for another one, aren't you?
Yep.
All right. This is the one we were sitting on. I have a friend of mine who loves Elvis, and since today is Elvis's 29th anniversary of his disappearance, allegedly.
Disappearance. Aliens took him today, 29 years ago.
Yeah. And he died on the crapper.
We agreed to walk up and down Peachtree dressed like Elvis one morning, carrying a sign, something that of your choice, like "Hail to the King," Q100.
Mm.
I'm not really that worried about trivia. This is the best you can come up with a little.
I'm just
humiliation
curious.
Test.
Yeah,
Ben, how many things are on your list?
That was three or four.
Oh, read the next one.
Because my thing is, I have a feeling that you put the ones on that you didn't mind doing at first, and if we agreed to it, then whew, all right, they took that one. So I want to know what the one you put at the bottom of the list.
Read the next one.
We better go deeper because none of us are really excited about your ideas yet, and you don't want to hear
our
ideas.
We've got to be invested in this challenge.
We have a list too, Ben.
We have a list too. Just
yeah,
in case.
Don't
we just
worry.
We had an assumption that maybe you were going to come to the table with some lame things, so we have some suggestions for you if this last one isn't real good.
All right, come on, dressing like Elvis, walking up on Peachtree.
No, we like your going up and down Peachtree idea, but we've got a little bit of a different spin on it.
Higher stakes.
Yeah.
All right, the last one was, we've got two guys and a girl. The two guys agreed to get their chest waxed.
Waxed.
See, now we're thinking.
Okay, right,
we're getting closer.
Better.
We're getting closer.
Why don't we let the girl get her chest waxed and you guys get your bikini waxed?
How do you know it's not already?
Ew.
Touché, Jeff Dollar.
Touché.
Would you guys get a bikini wax?
Oh, good Lord.
Brazilian, actually.
I'm going to answer for Dave and say yes.
There's got to be something at stake.
We didn't talk about any bikini waxes.
Ben, you're the one stepping up, so you're really the only one who needs the answers, captain of Team Koopa Chopper Sucks. Would you be willing to get a bikini wax? Are you that confident in your abilities? I mean, you came on and you said, "I mean, these guys, you went to Market Village and you staked them out. Like, you knew you've been recruiting. You've got Beth and Dave and the best of the best. Like, Ben, you can't back down now. You know that you're going to beat them. So it's not even an issue. Like, you're not going to have to get your bikini waxed.
Right.
So you might as well just say yes. But in the event that maybe something happens, would you be willing?
Well, I want to hear your other ideas.
Okay.
You said you had
a list.
All right, that's fine. We'll play that game.
We like our list better anyway.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Right,
I think the rule is if he passes on the bikini wax, then it has to be something on our list.
Agreed.
Like if he says no now and he goes to our list, it has to be one of those.
You can
things.
Take the bikini wax or you can take what's behind door number 1, 2, or 3.
It's a surprising twist on the Burt Show.
We'll tell you after the break.
Let's see what's behind the door.
All right. There you go.
So that means by passing on... By hearing our choices, you are passing on the bikini waxing. So you have to take one of the following, okay?
All right.
You understand this?
Yeah, I understand, Monty.
Okay. Here's your deal.
That was a reference to Let's Make a Deal.
Got it.
Pop culture.
Yeah. Alexandra knew that because she has $250,000
right.
in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ben, we like your streak down Peachtree in the Elvis costume idea, sort of. But we want to take the three of you out of your Elvis costumes.
Yeah.
You leave the Elvis costumes in the car.
So even if it's just 100 feet, you guys would have to get naked, streak down Peachtree.
All right. Yes.
That is alternative number one. All right. Alternative number two was you and the members of your team must stay in a sleeping bag together naked for an entire Entertainment Buzz segment. Totally naked, and that could go anywhere from 5 to 95 minutes.
Yes.
depends on how wordy they get. I mean, I try to keep the stories down, but these three just chatter.
I don't know if Jen Hobby can use a lot of words.
It would probably be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Or more.
Seriously, my brother really can't get on this team. Like, I would love to publicly humiliate him, too.
You want to see your brother naked?
Up. Shut up.
So that's like sort of the naked sleeping bag team hug.
All right, so that's number two. We've got two more for you, okay, Ben?
Okay. A lot of nakedness in this.
The next one doesn't get you naked, but it does get you in front of a lot more people. We are going to be holding another party again in Smyrna that we called Smyrnabration. Thousands of people show up. Mm-hmm. It's a singles party. Everybody comes out and they hang out for the entire night. We all drink together, play like carnival games together. It's really an excuse just to have a singles party. You would have to be at Smyrnabration in a Speedo on display.
Hmm. Okay.
Quite possibly with a sign that says Chupacabra is the reigning world champions of pop culture.
Okay, so there's that.
That's a big
sign. There is one more that you would have to get a tattoo on your shoulder that says Chupacabra rules.
Oh, yeah. No tats.
Okay, so let's scrap the tat idea.
No tats, Monty.
You got three to choose from. Now, I will tell you this, that we have a backup person all ready to go. I like the challenge of you taking on Chupacabra, but we've got a person on hold, ready to go, that will get all the hits Q100 tattooed on their body if they lose.
Which is where we came up with the idea. She actually emailed us and said that's how confident she is. She knows Phil.
I would rather use you, though, with one of these alternatives. Don't you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've built up the story with Ben.
Yep.
So it's up to you, Ben.
There it is.
Naked streak on Peachtree, naked sleeping bag team hug, or the Smyrnabration Speedo.
I'll tell you what I can do, Ben. If you don't want to make a decision right now and you got to call everybody on your team.
Yeah, I got to call them.
I've got like 3 minutes of commercials I can run through.
Guess is they don't answer.
Yeah.
Jamie can get Dave on the phone.
Right. I've got 3 minutes of commercials to run through. When I come back, we can get your final answer.
All right. Let me give him a ring and see what they're open to.
Okay, hold on. Ben is back now also. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
All right, we gave you about 4 minutes.
Hey, Ben.
You sounded a lot more confident 20 minutes ago.
Damn, man. They may lose their rep, but they're still going to keep the 250. But I did talk to my teammates, and they're down with Smyrnabration.
Awesome. Speedos at Smyrnabration. Perfect.
Speedos at Smyrnabration. Yes. You guys will be on display, probably with some kind of sign that will be certainly small enough to where you can't hide behind it.
Well, I thought we decided it was going to be no sign, that they were
anonymous.
Just going to have to attend Smyrnabration in Speedos.
Yeah.
And obviously the girl would have to wear some sort of skimpy bathing suit or whatever. And you can never tell anyone why you're there wearing that.
Right.
You just have to move about the crowd until we decide to bring you up on stage and introduce you to everyone, at which point you can get dressed.
This is going to be much more unpleasant for everyone else, I tell you that.
Well, you won't have to worry about it because you're going to beat Chupacabra,
of
so the Speedo thing at Smyrnabration is never going to happen.
No problem.
Exactly.
Because if you lose, you'll probably move to Vermont.
Oh, man. Smyrna, Vermont, same difference.
Hey, Alexandra?
Yeah.
How you feeling about things?
Bring it on if he wants to parade around and like that. That's his business, but... let me just check with my teammates, and we'll see if we can't make this happen.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and do this. I'll put you both on hold. We're going to have to sort of, like, rework the World Series of Pop Culture because that was for TV, so we're going to have to come down with our own version of it for radio. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get a time where everybody's available. We'll get you guys in studio, and it will be the World Series of Pop Culture, the Atlanta version, okay?
All right.
Ben, anything you want to say to Alexandra for a little intimidation before I let you go?
Oh, yeah, let's get it all.
Ben, is there anything you want to say that would make yourself look cool?
He's a trivia guy. Yeah.
Come on. Nah, he's got nothing.
I'm good.
Alexandra, we'll call you after the show. We'll try to set this whole thing up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Later, bye-bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.